But the reality is you're not called to follow your pastor. You're called to follow Christ.
That's right.
And so in order to do that, you have to be focused on the things that Christ was focused on. And so when we look at the life of Christ, we see him wrestling with scripture. We see his internal language around scripture memory, right? He knew what it was when he quoted the prophets. He, his prayer time, you know, from the Lord's Prayer to multiple other times, you know, when he prayed for all believers. We see extended time alone with God. We see worship. We see evangelism. We see stewardship. We see, you know, we see all of these things, right? So if you want to follow Christ, we have to do more than just his words. We have to model his methods. And I think this becomes an important part of that.
We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalyst. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy-to-remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this, the 26th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. I am your host, Mike Falkenstein, and let me be the first one to welcome you to season two of the podcast. And really excited to have you here for a couple of reasons. One, of course, whenever you start a new season, that is super exciting. But then also, I have a guest that's going to be with me for this episode and for the next four episodes after that, talking about the issue of spiritual disciplines. And I'm so excited to have Tony Miltenberger with me on the podcast. We have had a fantastic time recording these episodes, and I'm really hopeful that you will enjoy them as well. So thank you again for joining us, and we sure appreciate y'all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this, the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. And again, I'm Mike Falkenstein, and I'm really excited for this episode and then the next four, as we start season two of the podcast. I have a friend of mine that I've gotten to know actually initially online, and then we've, you know, been able to do some small media things together. Tony Miltenberger is with me for this episode and the next. And Tony, I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to be talking about some really exciting things. And so I'm wondering, I know you're there in Ohio. You've just been a pastor coming off of that, and you've got an exciting couple of things actually that you're doing. Thanks for being here. Why don't you introduce yourself to everyone?
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure, Mike. I love being here. I love what you're doing and the mission of your podcast. And, you know, the mission to make disciples is something you and I are both super passionate about. And when people ask me what I do now, that's kind of what I say. I work on spiritual formation and discipleship. I work for two different nonprofits here in Dayton. The first one is Joshua Recovery Ministries, and I walk alongside guys and gals in sober living homes, helping them walk with Christ as they walk to sobriety. That's pretty phenomenal because it allows me to remain in the practice of making disciples and working with people. And one of the things that we've realized is that when you get clear about who your higher power is, your sobriety becomes that much more attainable. And so that's kind of half of my life. And then the other half is working with pastors at a parachurch organization called Spirit and Truth. And we walk alongside pastors and help breathe new life into what they're doing. We're kind of a revival and a resourcing, equipping ministry. And if anybody wants to learn more about that, they can check that out at spiritandtruth.life.
That's awesome. That sounds really great. I know that I think I first met you. I got to know your friend, Justin Gravett, and together with him, you do a podcast called the Practitioners Podcast, which I think I've told you before is one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. And so it is really because of, obviously, you know, with the Practitioners Podcast, you're talking about the technical details of really how disciple another person, aren't you? It's I'm sure you're enjoying doing that with Justin.
We love it. You know, it's, we do, this is our second season. You know, we're, We do about 30 episodes a season. And so we get in the weeds about what it means to make disciples, what it means to, you know, when do you lean in, when do you lean out? And so I actually host two podcasts, one called the Reclamation Podcast, which is interview based. And that's kind of like introduction to how to in good practices for faith and life. And then if when you're ready to go deeper, which I would imagine most of your listeners are, Mike, that the Practitioners Podcast is really kind of that, it's that niche. It's super niche in the sense that it's really just about Jesus style disciple making.
That's right. And you know what I really like about it, Tony, is that, you know, with our ministry, with my ministry, you know, I'm often talking about the Great Commission, right? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And most of the time I get kind of this blank stare of, yeah, I know that's technically something I'm supposed to be doing, but I would not have one idea how to actually make a disciple, right? Only because, you know, people never really receive any training about how to do that. And so as it relates to the technical details of what it actually means to, as a Christian, help another Christian grow spiritually, I think that's a, you know, that's a pretty good, you know, it's a good podcast in that you're actually kind of walking people through, okay, to meet another person one-on-one, how do you select that person? What does it actually look like? What is the, what do those meetings look like? And so, yeah, I really like, I really like that because there's just, I think a lot of, not even misinformation, a lot of non-information about, you know, how to do that. So, well, Tony, in the next this episode and the next four, what I thought you and I could talk about is the spiritual growth tools that we call spiritual disciplines. And so we're going to talk about in this episode today, what are the spiritual disciplines and why are they important? And then we're going to talk about some of them in particular, you know, how to have a quiet time, how to spend some extended time alone with God, those kinds of things. And I think for the people that listen to this podcast, this could be really helpful because, again, there's probably not enough teaching in our churches about how to do this, the disciplines of what it means to really be a fully devoted disciple of Jesus. And so I'm going to start us off with a question simply, which is, in your mind, just answer that question. What are the spiritual disciplines and why are they important?
Well, I think as we begin to look at spiritual disciplines, the first thing to do would be to define what it means, what a discipline is, right? And so a discipline are the actions that make you a disciple of something, right? And so when we talk about disciplines, we're talking about something that helps us follow Christ. So a couple of them off the top of my head, you know, and you mentioned some already, time alone with God, right? Your quiet time, Bible reading, scripture, memory, prayer, worship, evangelism, stewardship, fasting, right? Like those kind of things, serving, all those kind of things kind of put together, create disciplines to help you stay following Christ. Because like anything in our relationships, if we're not committed to the work of what it means to be in the relationship, eventually we'll find ourselves out of the relationship. And one of the things that I say all the time, my kind of one of my back pocket quotes is if you're not dedicated to your disciplines, you'll be destroyed by your distractions.
That's really good.
And so, you know, disciplines are the guardrails to our relationships. And when we do them well, we find an intimacy that we could never find otherwise.
That's really good. And they really are, you know, guide rails, aren't they? Because they really kind of help you keep on track. And so I wrote down this, Tony, that spiritual disciplines can be described as those practices and habits of devotion found in scripture designed to promote our spiritual growth and enable us to grow to spiritual maturity. And you're right. I would just add a comment to what you mentioned about relationships. All relationships require some kind of a discipline of one kind or another, whether that's, you know, in a spouse relationship, you have certain disciplines of, you know, things that you're doing regularly, you know, make sure to care for your wife and spend time with her and praying together. And that helps build that relationship, right? And so for our relationship with the Lord, disciplines are good as well. And so I have a list here of disciplines and you've kind of gone through it. I wonder, Tony, the ones that you mentioned, the spiritual disciplines that you mentioned, you know, Bible reading, scripture memory, prayer, what I call extended time with God, which is a little different than a quiet time. And we'll get into that in a future episode. Worship, evangelism, stewardship. Do you have a couple that are your favorites?
Well, I'll say this, right? Like, I believe that being in the Word and prayer are probably the two biggest things that change the way that I've interacted with Christ over time. Mm. And let me elaborate. So I wasn't always great about disciplines. And I was serving at a church, and the lead pastor there, he preached on this nonstop. He was just, you know, a dog on a bone kind of idea, right? His name's Mike Slaughter, great guy, great pastor. And he was like, you got to get in the Bible. You got to get in the Bible. You got in the Bible. And what I realized is the transformation that I was looking for in Christ happened through scripture. And so the tendency that we have is that if we're not being remade in God's image through scripture, then what we'll tend to do is remake God in our own image. And so being rooted in the truth is that first discipline. And when I'm discipling a guy, I will typically start by reading scripture with him, because nothing challenges the thought process like reading the Gospels and seeing what Christ did on the cross for us.
Mm, that's really good. And you're right. I would love to see all pastors be like your friend, Pastor Mike, because I mean, that's really where it starts, right? I have a pastor friend who has a discipline of his own, which is whenever he sees a congregation member, now he wants to talk about a number of different things, but the very first thing he wants to ask them is, you know, what are you learning lately from your time in God's Word? Right. And this idea is that we can talk about a lot of things, but that's really what's most important. And so, and what I like about that too, and I've written about this some in book content that I've written, but what I like about that too, of course, is the congregation member knows, okay, I know when I see my pastor, he's going to ask me what I'm learning from God's Word. So I should probably have an answer for that. And, you know, you don't want to guilt people into spending time in God's Word, but certainly you do want to make it clear that of the things that I want you to be doing with your time, you know, that's really at the top, isn't it? And so I'm wondering, Tony, if you were to give two top reasons as it relates to why you think spiritual disciplines are important, and you've kind of already talked about that a little, but what are your top two reasons as it relates to why these spiritual disciplines are so important?
Well, I think it's kind of twofold. One of them, it goes back to what I mentioned a little bit already, which is this commitment and relationship idea. So one of the things that I've learned by doing so many weddings is that people don't fall in and out of love. They fall in and out of commitment. And it's not commitment to the marriage, because that's actually pretty easy to stay committed to, but it's committed to the disciplines of being married. So then if we think about this in our Christian walk, and baptism is the outward sign of the inward and spiritual grace of Christ in us. So if we think about baptism as the marriage between us and Christ, right? And we become fully part of the bride, aka the church, the ecclesia, the called out people of God, then the disciplines are what keep us in the relationship. So that's kind of the first reason why you need to be doing this. If you want an intimate relationship with Christ, get to the disciplines. It's actually true for your marriage too. If you're married and you're listening to this and you want to know how to have a great and happy marriage, write down some of your marital disciplines. And, you know, we can talk about that on another podcast, but, you know, those disciplines keep us in intimacy. But that's the first thing. The second reason why I think it's super important is because this idea of what in the Wesleyan tradition we would call sanctification. So sanctification is the process of becoming more like Christ. And so one of the things that happens in, especially in North American Christianity quite a bit, is we become inbred. And so instead of becoming more like Christ, we become more like our pastor. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You can become like your pastor, and you're going to pick up some of the things that your pastor is passionate about. But the reality is you're not called to follow your pastor. You're called to follow Christ.
Mm, that's right.
And so in order to do that, you have to be focused on the things that Christ was focused on. And so when we look at the life of Christ, we see him wrestling with scripture. We see his internal language around scripture memory, right? He knew what it was when he quoted the prophets. He, his prayer time, you know, from the Lord's Prayer to multiple other times, you know, when he prayed for all believers, we see extended time alone with God. We see worship. We see evangelism. We see stewardship. We see, you know, we see all of these things, right? So if you want to follow Christ, we have to do more than just his words. We have to model his methods. And I think this becomes an important part of that.
Mm, that's right. That's really good. Well, Tony, what a fantastic conversation. Thank you for your top two reasons that you think the spiritual disciplines are so important. I do have a follow-up question for you, but before we do that, let's just take a little break and allow our friend Tom Mueller to say a few words. When we get back from the break, Tony, I've got an important question for you, kind of a follow-up question to what you've just said. So hang tight for just a minute, and we'll be right back.
At 1-8 Catalyst, we have a deep heart to create resources to help you find great commission fulfillment. Our latest book resource is titled What You Do Shows Who You Are, a book on the six marks of a disciple of Jesus. We believe that this book is a great way for you to grow spiritually and then take that growth and share it with others. Intended to be a small group or Sunday school class study, we believe that spiritual growth happens best as you work through each of the six marks with a group of other believers. Be sure to get a copy for each of the folks in your small group today. Available on Amazon.com.
And so, yeah, I want to ask a follow-up question to that. So the following Jesus' methods, it's interesting. Those are also found as we spend time in God's word, right? So know what to do and how to do it, we got to be in God's word. So that's why that's so crucially important, isn't it?
Yeah. And so Justin and I just recorded a podcast on the Practitioners Podcast with a gentleman by the name of Dan Spader. And one of the quotes that he says, I absolutely love, it says, he shares the mission, he was the model, and he gave us the methods, right? And so one of the things that's happened in the church over the last 20 years is we've done a really good job of teaching people how to go to church, but we haven't done a great job of teaching people how to follow Jesus. Mm. And the disciplines that we're talking about here, these biblical disciplines, are the tools that we have to follow Christ. And so if you want more time with Jesus, if you want a deeper, more intimate, more relationship with Jesus, you're going to have to do something different in order to achieve that, aka these disciplines, put in new guardrails, and you know, then we get the freedom that comes with Christ that we can only get through Christ.
Mm, that's right. That's good. Well, that's really great. So, Tony, in terms of my answer to the top two reasons, I think that these spiritual disciplines are so important. I would sort of mirror some of what you said, which is, I think, in terms of one of my top reasons would just simply be that in order to be successfully walking with Christ and have a real, you know, solid walk with the Lord, it just takes time with him. And I just think the spiritual disciplines just really help us to know him better. And, you know, I often go back to, you know, in my ministry, I spend a lot of time sort of recommending to people to go through John 14 and John 15. And so in John 14, we have these verses where Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me, right? He who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and show myself to him. And so a number of the disciplines, I do think, just help us know, A, know God better, and B, know the commands, right? So it's hard to obey the things that he wants us to be doing if we don't know them, right? So, and of course, I'm talking about, you know, time in God's word in particular. And so, and then John 15, of course, the verses 1-8, Jesus saying, abide in me and I in you, you know, you can do nothing without me. And I think a lot of the spiritual disciplines as practices and habits of devotion found in scripture, you know, because they are designed to promote our spiritual growth and enable us to grow, we're going to, as we do the disciplines, we will be actually abiding in Christ.
That's right.
Stronger. And so, you know, the second reason, Tony, is one where I think, so I think about your practitioner's podcast. And as I mentioned, one of the things I like about it, it is sort of a step-by-step process. And so I'm actually thinking about doing some writing in that area, just because, again, as I spend time in my ministry, a lot of times people go, yeah, I know I'm supposed to be making disciples, but I couldn't make a disciple if my life depended on it. And so one of those early stages that I talk about as it relates to what it actually looks like to be in a disciple-making relationship is that you cannot give to someone something that you don't already have, right? So, of course, the process of, and again, in fact, I would refer people to the practitioner's podcast, but certainly this, in terms of this step-by-step, but one of the hopes as you're discipling another person is that you're taking the things that you've learned, right? Kind of the 2 Timothy 2:2 principle, the things you've heard from me, and trust to reliable men who will be able to teach others also. And if you're not deep in those spiritual disciplines, you're certainly not going to be able to transfer that to someone else, right? And so, so also as it relates to obeying the command to make disciples, you need to be walking in the spiritual disciplines first before you can communicate that to others. I'm trying to remember, have you guys touched about that on in either one of your podcasts? I'm sure you probably have.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about this idea that you can't give away what you don't have. And so we've covered that in a little bit of the podcast, but also just about how important, we did one recently on abiding specifically, on what it means to abide in the Lord. And unfortunately, as I work with more and more pastors, one of the things I realize is that they're so busy doing ministry that they're not actually, they're so busy working on ministry that they're not doing any ministry to themselves or into that whole process. And so, you know, again, this is where discipline's super important. To kind of circle back to the, you know, kind of that big idea is that a discipline becomes something that you do even when you don't want to, because it's a guardrail. It's a boundary, you know? And so when you're not motivated to spend time in the Word, a good discipline will keep you in the Word. When you're not motivated to pray, you know, because there are days where I'm not afraid to say it, I'm not motivated to pray. I don't want to, man, I don't know if I have 15 minutes. I don't know if I have 5 minutes. I'm tired. I want to go back to bed. I don't want to get up in time for that. And, you know, I don't know when you practice your disciplines. I tend to do mine in the morning and I'm too. Like, man, it's cold and it's my bed's warm and I don't want to do, I just don't want to do. God's omnipresent. He can keep me anywhere. But the problem is that my disciplines don't change God. They change me.
And that's right.
So, you know, that's the tension of all of them, right? And why disciplines are so important, because, you know, that's how we stay consistent over an extended period of time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tony, as it relates to final thoughts, as we end this episode, just to kind of piggyback on what you said, I had heard someone recently, and I'm trying to remember now who, give a very similar idea, which is the spiritual disciplines are certainly not for God, right? They're for us. Mm-hmm. And even more so, they really, to kind of piggyback on your guardrails idea, they really sort of protect us from the enemy as well, right? As we spend time, I know for me, for example, now we keep talking about the quiet time, but I can bring in another spiritual discipline that I've really enjoyed, which is scripture memory. And so, I think we're going to have an episode about that, but so we'll get more into this, but certainly scripture memory is another one of those ones where I always tell people that, you know, it's certainly rather than just these idle thoughts I'm thinking throughout the day and I'm in line at a store and I'm thinking about whatever, to actually be meditating on God's word, I think just has a tremendous benefit not only in our own walk to protect our heart, but then again, it is sort of building up this, armor, with God's word against the enemy. And so, I'm really looking forward to getting into the other one. So, Tony, if you had any sort of final thoughts, what would they be?
The best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And so if you're listening to this and you find yourself like convicted about this idea of disciplines, I just want to encourage you to just start with one. Start a daily habit of being in the word. And I would tell anyone to start there, right? And then move to prayer. And then you can go down the list that Mike's laid out here. And there's some great disciplines on here, but you don't have to do them all. Get successful at one. Eat this elephant one bite at a time. And let it begin to take root in your life. And as it takes root, I promise it will build a foundation that you can begin to really build a faithful life upon. And so start with one, start reading scripture, set an alarm on your iPhone if you have to, make it a part of your daily routine. And I promise you won't regret it. If you do regret it, email Mike and he'll send you a free copy of his book.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, I would agree. I don't think we're going to have to worry about that. They don't think they're going to, they're going to worry about it at all. So, Tony, if there were folks that I think you gave some ways already that people could get in touch with you, but if there are some ways that they would want to find out more about what you're doing, what would be the best ways for them to do that?
Yeah, I do most of my stuff on Instagram. So that's probably the best place to kind of start to get to know me and my ministry. It's also where I goof around the most. So it's at TWMILT, at TWMILT. I've also got a couple of podcasts out there. The Practitioners Podcast is, as you mentioned, and the Reclamation Podcast. And you can subscribe to those wherever you listen to podcasts. And I got a website, which is TWMILT, TWMILT.com. So love to connect with any of your listeners on there and say that you know Mike. And I don't know what it'll change, but I'll appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you'll know where they heard about you anyway.
I know the brand of crazy that they like.
That's right. Well, Tony, thanks again. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Over these next few episodes, just to give everyone a real quick overview. So next week, we're going to talk about really this idea of a quiet time and how to do that and some proper kind of a step-by-step. The following week, we're going to talk about evangelism and that process. And that sure is an important one. And another one to help you to be able to obey the commands that Jesus gives us to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. And then the following week, we're going to talk about what I always call a TOG. And that TOG is just an acronym for time alone with God. And so this is actually extended time, actually one of my favorite spiritual disciplines. And so we'll have plenty to say about that. And then finally, in this series, we'll talk about another one of my favorites, scripture memory. And it's been so beneficial to me in my walk with the Lord. And so I'm just excited to get into that. So thank you all for joining us. And we'll look forward to having you with us on the next episode of the Catalytic Podcast.
Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.